Gather round, listeners, for tales of our adventure we call life, told by three men, one with a voice for radio and a face to match, one that can only be described as a giant hairball riding a bicycle, and the last that spends more time on his knees than anyone you will ever meet. We bring you a weekly podcast where you can kick back, crack open a cold one, as we make our call to gather. Drinking team, assemble! Please note, listener discretion is advised, as some topics and language may not be suitable for listeners under 18.
This is the fun that I have to edit.
Oh my God. And here my wife. My wife's over here hitting my shoulder going, shut up, shut up.
No, we don't care.
Oh, you can still hit him, though.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
They okay. can edit.
Dear boss man. Question number two.
All right. So that's you guys dope. Are actually going to like where this is from.
I hope it's something sex.
So again, didn't want to use a real name.
You always want something about sex.
Damn right I do.
So this one is from Confused in Connecticut.
Oh, yes! Oh, nice reference.
Yes.
Okay. Fuckers. It's actually not a beer question, which kind of surprised me.
Thank God, because they don't know shit about beer.
But is it true that in the Midwest, you actually have a gas station called Come and Go? Now, they spelled it C-U-M. So I need to first correct them that, yes, we do have a convenience store and gas station called Come and Go.
For now.
But it is K-U-M. But we also have some other glorious monikers for this one.
Oh, yes.
Such as the Jizz and Jet, the Shoot and Scoot, the Blow Your Load and Hit the Road.
Ejaculate and Evacuate.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm, yes.
Oh, Spew and Spit. That's a good one, too. I like that one.
Yeah. Okay. Spitters are quitters.
It's true. That's true.
But also, I have to throw in here, we
gotta
have
live with one.
We have Come and Go for now.
Okay.
It got bought out, and they're changing the name to Maverick.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they changing it to?
They're going to change it to Maverick.
That's bullshit.
You're fucking with me.
No! They just got bought out.
This is literally a staple of the...
No.
I know. It's
they got bought out.
I just figured Casey's.
Yeah, I know.
Casey's are everywhere.
Okay, well. Best and I don't know that we really need to say much more on that one. But,
no, but there is also a Get and Go, which is completely different.
Right.
But it somehow gets confused from people from out of state.
Yeah.
Because you will tell them to go to the Come and Go, and then they'll call you and they'll be like, I'm right here. Where are you at? And you're like,
yeah, and the Come and Go is actually a nicer one. The Get and Go is kind of where the meth heads hang out. That's
I'm not going to argue.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not going to get that one right if you're getting directions out of state. So
it's the Get and Go is like the Payless.
The get and go in Pleasant Hill is like
it's like the Dollar General.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's where I was heading.
Further,
what
it's
I was
like
gonna say.
The 50 cent or less.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there was a no-till for a gas station, that's it. That's, you know.
I mean,
what's
if,
the name
if,
of the...
If a poop was going to work in one of them, it would be Get and Go.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Dear boss man, question three?
Yeah. So question three.
Wow.
Let's see. Okay.
That was good.
This is kind of a good one, and I forgot to write down where this was from, so I apologize to the listener that sent this in. But fuck, marry, kill. Y'all know this game?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. My God, I don't like these.
Okay, fuck, marry, kill. Hulk Hogan, Samuel L. Jackson, and Tom Cruise.
Oh,
I'm killing Cruise.
Yeah, well.
Okay, so Big, you go first.
I am 100%. Fucking Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
I guess I got to marry Samuel L. Jackson because that's all that's left. Because
well, but of the
Tom
three,
Cruise.
That's
I mean, he
the,
does have
the,
movie
the
star Mary's money.
The,
so
the one that you have to hang
there.
Out with the most. So of the
I
three,
would love to hang out with him on a regular basis.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely.
Like, he is my favorite meme go to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Fair. Fuzz?
I gotta go with the same, honestly.
Okay.
I just don't feel like Hogan would cuddle me enough.
All right. Santa, aka Chad Oliver on YouTube.
What were my options again?
Fuck, marry, kill,
so
Hulk
much.
Hogan, Samuel L. Jackson, and Tom Cruise.
I'm going to differ.
Differ us.
Yep.
Fuck Tom Cruise.
Fair.
Kill Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
And marry...
Samuel Jackson.
And so, I just realized because of the intro of this question, I now owe like three F-bombs. And
yes,
I didn't
you
even
do.
Think
oh, we all
that.
Do, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that one's in. Oh, so close.
Oh, did you?
And two. Okay, two out of three ain't bad.
I'm still up, right?
Yeah, you're still
down. Yes, go ahead. Okay. Yeah.
I think I dropped like 30 quarters.
There had to be like $5 in there. So you're ahead of the game.
No, but I'm curious. Just give up.
Jesus.
I think that I'm on the same lines with Sexy Santa here, if I remember hearing it right. But I'm going to explain mine. Okay. So,
you want to fuck Mary Tom Kill, Cruise because he's the only one you think you could get?
He's out of quarters.
Like, no, okay. So here's the deal.
Out manly.
Here's the deal. I'd fuck Tom Cruise because I definitely think he'd be the bitch between us.
Basically,
Yes.
That's basically what I just said.
Because if I went with fuck Hulk Hogan, I would be the bitch and getting fucked instead.
No, I'm going to be real with you, though. If you could take Hulk Hogan, I feel like he could squeeze them cheeks and, like, it's going to be the tightest thing.
Maybe
you...
too much.
Yes,
though.
But it would
said
be
that out
fisting.
Loud, didn't I?
It would be fisting from Hulk Hogan.
Said that part out loud.
Like, it would be rough. Like, I would be in traction for a while. So that's,
right?
Yeah. I just don't. You know.
I mean, I'm not saying whether he's got a big dick or not.
Yeah, I don't know. But it would be, I just feel like he would destroy me. Yeah. So, and I don't know, maybe, you know, Hulk Hogan, if you're listening to this ever, maybe you're a very gentle lover. I don't know. But
call in.
There's a sex tape out there from him.
I've heard this rumor.
And
I don't want to take it.
Is it just called, ooh, brother?
Ooh, brother.
Anyway, so.
It definitely wasn't anything that would be on Pornhub.
That so reminds me of the...
And then I would marry Samuel L. Jackson because, like I said, movie star money. There's a stable life right there.
How can you argue
with that voice? You too with that voice?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
And I owe a couple others because, whoa, sorry, Vic.
You're good. Now I got.
Okay, there we go.
Now I got a spare because I'm running low today.
I got you. And like I said, I got a bunch of leftovers from pool last night. So nice. It's I got a stack. All right. But yeah, so I think.
Yeah.
That's about all.
If we're good on the fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Okay,
this one is from one of our resident favorites, Jamie, that if you remember her on the bike Bruise and Bike Rides episode, she's also in the studio
she
audience
says,
today.
I just want to love
so
everybody.
Thanks, Jamie.
I just want to love everybody. That was her interview on the bike ride.
Damn it, you got me. That was the best impression.
I just want everybody
actually
to
confused
be happy.
For a second.
Yeah, so she was a little faded. It was her birthday. And... at the end of her section of the show, she was spreading love to everybody. And, you know, she was at that drunk level where she just loved everybody.
Why wasn't I on the bike ride?
Death stare.
Oh, you're invited next year.
She was giving
me. No, it's bicycles. I've got a bike.
Man. It's bicycles. I want to make this clear.
I have a bicycle.
Okay.
Okay.
Then you're
it
in.
It has a flat tire right now that I've.
Oh, Fuzz will fix that in 5 minutes.
All right.
Oh, I'm sure Fuzz will fix it.
I'm going to go off mic. I have a problem.
Hey, Fuzz, would you move that fucking bottle because I can't see your goddamn face.
Oh, there's my beautiful face.
I wouldn't.
Is that better?
I wouldn't go
all
that
I can see
far.
Is one fucking eye.
So bad.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, that's why we had to move shit here. Too.
And the other
yeah.
one's the one that was winking at you.
Okay.
No, that's the one under the table that was winking at me.
So from Jamie, and I know Fuzz has a good one from this, from recent events. We've heard a story. Best and worst pickup lines you've ever heard. Or used.
Or used.
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Fuzz, go first, because I know you got one on deck.
So I was actually in Kansas City. A friend of mine asked me to be her wingman, and she pointed this guy at the bar and goes, ooh, I like that guy. He happened to walk in front of us later, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and he was wearing a pair of shorts, like just cargo shorts. So I leaned forward, and I said, excuse me, sir, my friend has a question about your shorts. And he goes, what's that? I said, she wants to know, how do you get into them?
Well played. Nice wingmaning.
Thank you. 10 minutes later, they were making out by the bar.
That's how you wingman.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you on that one.
Now, on the flip side, you can only say that one to a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, if you tried to say that to a woman, you'd be throat punched. That's just...
without offending anybody, if you asked a woman how they got into their cargo shorts,
you're
probably talking to somebody who's bi.
That's fair.
Fair.
I mean...
No, that's very fair.
Okay, so
I ain't arguing with you.
I'm going to give you that as one of your best.
Yeah.
What's your worst?
Oh, hi, I'm Kyle.
that never works. That did it for me. I'm out.
Yeah.
That never works.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Fuzz. All right. Hi, I'm Fuzz is a little better.
You want me to be real on this?
Kind of, yeah.
I can't. I just can't with that one. That was fucking good. Holy shit, that was good.
We broke him.
Oh, my God.
No,
the gay man goes, I'm out.
For a while. I have been.
Yeah, our studio audience is on fire today.
That, but I just, dude, the line. Oh my god, that was awesome.
That was well timed.
I'll
give the classic in a second, but where a lot of people screw up with pickup lines is they way overthink things.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And actually, hi, I'm Kyle isn't as bad of one as it is.
No, it's actually not a terrible one.
It just never works. Like, if you really want a good pickup line, it's just something more along the lines of, hey, how are you doing today? It's that simple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, with the classic that Fuzz always tells me doesn't work, but it works, it's like Sex Panther. It works 50% of the time every time.
Right.
Is... You just look them dead in the eye and you say, I want to know what you taste like.
The thing is,
I've heard 50%
of the time.
Actually.
I say 50% of the time every time.
I am not going to lie. I've heard you use that one.
I'm going to.
I can't say I've ever seen it go well.
That's exactly why I say
You'd be surprised.
The other one that I have a couple friends in Omaha used to do this game all the time. It was called the Have You Met My Friend?
Yeah, that.
Oh, it's the How I Met Your Mother line.
Have you met my friend?
Yeah, Barney Stinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you met Ted? Yeah.
Have you met my friend Ted?
Or Nice Shoes Wanna Fuck.
Actually, that one a buddy of mine did. They were like, have you met my buddy? And then insert name. And she goes, no, that's a nice shirt. And he goes, cool, wanna trade? And they literally, she took her shirt off right there and traded him in the bar.
Holy hell, wow. That's good.
I didn't know. Respect, I was going to get a new pickup.
I was like, wow, okay.
Try this. Hey, Goldfish. Nice shirt. All right. What about you, Chad Oliver? Check him out on YouTube.
Best pickup line had to be...
I broke myself.
And Bick is down.
Pause.
He got me again. I was just like, damn it, Bick.
The look on Vaughn's face just broke me.
Jesus Christ. I mean, you drop.
I know.
You drop hard.
Right, every time.
Holy God.
Oh, wait, where's my mic went away? Now I'm back.
Got it.
Am I good, Fuzz?
No.
Am I? No, yeah, but sound. Fine, is my levels good?
Oh, your sound is good. Yeah, your sound is good.
Oh, your sound. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Chad Oliver. Check him out on YouTube. What's your pickup bullshit? Whatever we're talking about. Fucking lost the whole conversation.
Fuck me.
Oh, my God. Bick, get your shit together today. I'm still concussed, maybe. I don't know.
This is why I love you, boys.
Jesus.
All right, I'm back.
I'm still lost. Okay. So,
what's your pickup line, best and worst?
Best pickup line has to be, hi, would you like to play pool?
Oh, he looked his ex-girlfriend deep in the eyes.
That was a beautiful moment, especially when she flicked him off.
Yeah,
that was good.
Well, that was the pickup line she used on me, and we've barely been apart in 30 years. I was going to say like 28, but that was, okay, yeah, 30.
Fair.
That was the best pickup line. She asked if I wanted to play pool.
Beautiful.
I'll be honest. Mainly because she's within striking distance.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know.
I have a secondary question.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Let him finish. Then I have a question for Bossman.
Ex-girlfriend was, and this was a literal ex-girlfriend.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, so she added that part in, but yeah.
Beautiful.
Worst pickup line? Hi, I'm Chad.
Oliver, follow him on YouTube.
I am going to pick up zero fucking followers because
I want to make, one thing clear.
Bic Magic.
Oh, Jesus.
No, listen. Bic Magic works in weird fucking ways.
I want to play the one. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
If I pick up three because of this, I'll be three. Oh, Jesus Christ. Another guy.
How do I get a nut-shotting him?
I want to point one thing out to the crowd. At no point did Chad Oliver follow him on YouTube ask me to pimp his YouTube channel.
No,
I just decided
not
to do this.
I really
hope this episode goes well.
Yeah.
Oh. Otherwise,
it's not going bad.
As off the rails as this shit is.
But see, that's the thing. Like, those tend to be our better ones.
This is what people love.
This is
like,
the
more jacked up it goes, like, the better it's reviewed and stuff.
You could almost leave all of this in there.
Yeah.
Because I think it would be hilarious.
Oh, absolutely.
And the best part is, too, when we have episodes like this, he edits it, and then we go back and we're like, what the fuck did we even talk about? I don't remember.
God. I've heard you guys say that before, and it's like, where did that come from?
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Tell you right now, last episode, the one that just came out last Thursday.
Yeah.
I was so concussed when we did that one.
Oh, yeah, I had no idea.
I had no clue what I had said for anything, because I just got out of the car accident and all the other bullshit was going on, and we sat down and recorded the episode. I pre-apologized to him like 6 times before he edited. I'm like, I'm so sorry. He's like, you're fine. It was a good one. You're fine. It was a good one. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And the word, I actually feel for you.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I know what editing is like.
Well, yeah, but
and
I mean,
we're almost three hours into this shit.
Are we really?
Two hours.
What's the count at, folks?
Hour 24 on the recorded.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay.
We're still another episode.
Oh yeah, we got
segment.
At least a half hour yet.
Yeah, but Big Spaceman hour
at least.
Big Spaceman always goes fast.
Because I feel like we're gonna do at least one more Boss Man question this week. Because we, you know,
give your answer, I have a serious question for you. If this is like a Mandela effect thing, because again, I don't. I don't believe that I'm the original Bic from this dimension. But
okay, all right.
When did flicked off become flicked off instead of flipped off?
I was wondering that too. I wasn't going to mention it.
I've always said flicked off.
I know.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
When you give somebody the finger, I say you flick
you
them
flip
off.
Them off, or are you flicking them off?
That's what I've always said.
F-L-I-C-K-E-D.
But it's not just you. Like, a lot of people have
who
been
the fuck
saying
are
flicked.
You people?
Okay, no, I...
No, it's flipped, right?
Here, okay.
Flip.
Thank you, Chad Oliver.
But since you asked me that question, here is my answer. I think it's like soda and pop.
Okay, fair. Okay, fair.
You know what, listeners? Call in and let us know what you
think.
Call in
and let us know. And fuck you, Fuzz. damn it.
All right, now back to your
question.
You're about
three behind, I think.
How did I get a penny?
I don't know.
What is your stand?
Shit, sorry, Jesus.
What is your pickup bullshit?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got to be deep and sultry, I'm sure.
I don't even know.
All he has to do is speak.
I can't even find the one you just hit me with.
I've watched this man get hit on while he's singing karaoke.
See, all he has to do is speak.
While
that
he had
voice,
drawn
so
on eyebrows.
I've come 3 times since I've been here.
And literally, and I have posted this on social media before, but I'm gonna
had
show,
penises
re-show it
for
to Chad.
Eyebrows.
Maybe you've seen this, but we came straight from a charity event.
Penises for eyebrows.
We had our head shaved, our eyebrows shaved. The girls
big surprise.
Drew,
they drew me in angry.
Drew
big
our
surprise.
Eyebrows back on us. We bar hop back to the Metro. We're out doing karaoke. And literally, okay, I'm going to say it's not really a pickup line, but that is my best pickup line. I go up and sing.
Yeah.
And suddenly somebody likes me. Like that.
Yeah. I've seen it happen
so
many times.
Yeah,
so
I was one of
this
them.
This is what I looked like. And this gorgeous blonde came up.
And she was all right.
She's all right.
Screw you. She was sexy. Maybe not Kaibo sexy, but she was sexy.
I wouldn't fuck you with Fuzz's dick.
I'm saying, I look like a freaking circus freak. And I go up, I sing some Josh Turner, I come back, and this girl's just hitting on me. My ex-girlfriend's on the sideline dying laughing.
Oh, she was...
No, I she mean, thought it was hilarious.
Just absolutely dying.
Yeah, she thought it was hilarious.
And then, you know, I get back after having a conversation with this girl, and our friend Scott goes, dude, how the fuck? I'm like, I am just as surprised as you are.
There's back.
So, I can't say that I've ever really used pickup lines seriously. So, I would say that's my best one. Now, my worst one, I actually stole this.
He said, I want to know what you taste like.
No, that's a Bic line. That's 100% a Bic line. But I stole this from the movie Hall Pass because you guys know my love of dad jokes and just bad jokes and
all
stuff
right,
like
bring
that.
Bring it,
because
I don't know what this one is.
Okay. Hey, Bic, you know how much a polar bear weighs?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not enough to break the ice. I'm Vaughn.
Break the ice. I'm Vaughn. Yeah. Are you checking if your mic's on or are you beating yourself to death with it?
I think I broke him a little bit on that one again.
I'm trying to audio.
Reset?
I'm trying to. I'm just beating my head against the fucking mic.
Fair,
it's
okay.
Just
yeah.
That's
you had to, you had
so
to
bad.
You're welcome, everybody. But like I said, I stole that from the movie Hall Pass. But
all right, what's your
I
next
just enjoyed
question?
It. Okay.
Wow.
We'll do the last one for today from Dear Boss Man. What would be the most useless or mediocre superpower someone could have? I kind of like this one.
Useless or mediocre?
Are you laughing because all of our looks were about the same?
So our studio audience just texted me. Okay, we got to go back to the pickup line. I was just reminded of something.
Okay.
So
I'm game.
A few episodes back in season one, I was talking about a wedding that we went to, right? And one of the groomsmen was very into one of our friends, which shall remain nameless. Unless, oh, do you want me to name you? Okay, so was very into our friend Jamie. And Jamie is very big into, you know, plants and, you know, all of that stuff. Like, her and Michael are always going plant shopping and all of this stuff. So, and this guy was kind of a young dude. And I said, and he's like, oh, you think I got a shot? And I said, I tell you what, I want you to go up to her and say, hey, can I water your plants?
That was the line?
That was the line. Now.
I was just thinking that line.
Now, here's what happened. He did it, but he kind of bitched out. Because he went up to her and goes, hey, Vaughn told me to ask you. And then said the line.
Come on.
And I'm like, dude.
Grow some balls.
Yeah.
We are talking to her,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she is very attractive.
Absolutely.
Dude, I would have used that. Can I water your plants
right?
line?
Right? Come on.
I mean, I wouldn't have gotten anywhere, but you know.
Well, yeah, right. I probably wouldn't either, but I wanted to see that work the magic. And oh, she says no, he had no chance from the get-go. All right. Well, sorry, bro.
Okay,
you know who you are.
I
you
had
know,
a and, chance.
And actually, talking about referencing previous episodes, I want to update the worst pickup line, I think, is, hey, I can update this thing in my head. Whatever it was that the guy
I have an extended warranty.
Oh, good extended warranty.
Lord, my friend Lauren.
Oh,
that
the
was
one
on
you
the
messaged.
Show,
yeah,
a couple episodes.
From Juicy
does that
G.
Even mean?
That, no, so this guy.
Oh shit!
We were working at the
somehow your cord
kicking my mic.
Somehow your cord got in the way of my feet.
Yeah, we were working.
Ass feet and shit. What the fuck?
Not that big. They're a good medium.
That's when footsie fails right there. Whatever the hell's going on. I'm not
sure.
Oh,
no, he didn't touch my foot. He kicked my fucking mic.
His whole mic jerked. Jerked him.
Just so you know, in about 10 minutes, we'll have oranges delivered.
Hey, Chad, you want to adjust it?
Have
back
what?
To where it was.
Oranges there delivered.
Oranges delivered?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I tossed some frozen pizzas on there, too, just so I could hit the delivery. And I'm like, that way I can put them in the freezer for later, but we'll have oranges.
Sounded an awful lot like an edit.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, that's probably going to get edited out.
Yeah. Anyway, back on the thing.
But yeah, so, no, the extended warranty. Lauren, that was on a few episodes ago, her and I were marketing reps at the same job, and we had to work at the Varied Industries building during the state fair. And this dude comes up, and I mean, he was older than I am. And she at the time, I'm not saying that's old, I'm just referencing because Lauren is only 25. Okay.
Careful.
But, okay.
Careful. Chad Oliver,
listen,
follow him on YouTube.
Would you hit on 25-year-olds right now?
No, of course not.
That's my point.
What the fuck, man?
His wife's right point. There, bro.
Okay.
Yes, he would.
If you... Okay. So I'm that just going to say...
Of course, I look over at Jamie.
This weirdo comes up, pants hiked up to his nipples, flannel button down, pocket protector kind of thing... And he's got, like, this neural implant, right? And you can see, like, the exit point of it. So I'm not sure the purpose of it or whatever. But he's asking, you know, oh, do you have a boyfriend? And she says, yeah, I do. And he goes, oh, is he worthwhile? And she's like, what the hell does that mean? Yeah, he's a nice guy and all this stuff. And then he goes, but does he have an extended warranty? Because I have an extended warranty. And we're like...
Is he talking about his... His pacemaker?
No. All I know is it wasn't a good flex.
It was a terrible flex.
Not a good
flex.
Yeah, he
I wouldn't even consider that even remotely close to a flex.
No, okay. See, exactly. I mean, yeah. Anyway, then he went into like how he can...
Unless he's got Apple stock, that's not a flex.
That's fair.
Life insurance policy.
That's fair.
Warranty.
And I do owe one. And I missed again. Damn it. Fuzz, pull that this way just a hair.
Because
it's off center. Oh, that's true. Never mind.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Never mind. I forgot. We got field of view here.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. That's why it's off. But anyway,
I missed.
So then he goes in to explain how he can like hack into his neural implants and make adjustments and keep his brain going, and it was like weird as hell. It just went downhill so fast. I don't even know.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, Fuzz, that was a bad one.
I was like, I feel like we missed a. obvious one here.
Yeah, but so I mean, see, I was thinking for myself, for people I know.
Oh, okay.
That's,
I've never used that one.
I have no idea how you're going to edit this.
1 minute at a time.
Anyway, what's the next damn question? What are you doing?
I'm trying to find my bottle opener.
You got a pocket knife?
It's on the table.
If it's in, where?
Right in the middle, right in front of Chad Oliver. Follow him on YouTube.
Right there.
Oh, shit. Can you hand that to me?
I don't know that I can fucking reach it.
We get can someone hand that to me? We're all stuck.
We like trap ourselves in.
We do.
We're all fucking drunk as hell.
Okay, no.
Studio audience has no idea how fucking drunk we are yet.
Yes. So, the last question was, what is the most useless or mediocre superpower somebody could have?
Oh, right.
I kind of like this one. I really do. Man. Now, I have one in mind, if you want me to start, if you guys want to marry
me. Go ahead. Yeah, I want to reference.
Untie your shoes, man.
Well, that's not bad.
His only power is he can telekinetically untie people's shoes.
I've actually got a
And sometimes
one.
Makes them trip.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'll give you that's a good one.
Huh.
Crop dusting, who's up? Man. Chad, you got one? Oliver, follow him on YouTube.
I'm going with crop dusting, man. Sorry.
You're going with what?
Crop dusting? Crop duster man. Crop
dusting, no, man. Actually, I can see... Well, I mean, what was... Okay. Oh, God. What was the movie with Ben Stiller?
Okay.
Janine Garofalo. Yeah. What was that movie?
Mystery Men?
One of them was flatulence, so I disagree with you, Fuzz.
And now it was Pee Wee Herman. It was flatulence.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Fuzz, that's not useless. I've seen you crop dust a bar to get a seat.
I disagree that's not a useless power. Yeah. That is a superpower.
I have seen you crop dust people on their birthdays.
I have crop dusted people on their birthdays, yeah.
So if you're allowing me to go,
Chad,
I'm actually going to go really old school with this one.
Chad Oliver on YouTube.
It is, thank you.
You're welcome.
It is a DC Batman villain.
Okay,
and it's Polka Dot Man.
My daughter literally just said that.
Oh yeah,
I kid you not. She just leaned over and said that to me.
I thought that as soon as he asked this question, Polka Dot Man. Now. In later iteration, oh Jesus Christ! How much fucking whiskey have I had?
Now he did fuck shit up in the newest Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah.
Oh well, okay. You know what though?
But that's not the same. But
James Gunn has a way of making things
that's true. Because he made like the polka dots explode and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, but the original Polka Dot Man.
Yeah.
All he
give it
could
to me
throw,
cause I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah, all he could throw or had power over was dots.
Yep. Correct. Yep. Yeah. Correct.
And it would change people's perception of the things around them.
Yes.
What the fuck? Who cares?
That's true. Speaking of, if we're talking
actual like comic book characters, I have to change mine a little bit because I feel like we're all of the same generation that probably watched this stupid show and I don't know why. Hart. What the hell was Hart?
Oh, from Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
Yes.
Earth, wind,
power,
fire.
Hart.
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 You know, that one was so bad, I quit watching after like two or three episodes.
I'm going to give you, I want to go back to Chad Oliver's because he also brings up a good one that from the old comic books, they actually did it way better in the old comic books. And then when they redid it in the recent movies, they made it horrible. And I can't think of his actual name, but it was Arms Pop Off Man.
That was hilarious.
That was hilarious how they just shot his arms.
Yeah.
In the old comic books, that dude was like a badass. His arms could sneak around the corners and beat the shit out of people.
I mean, if you want to go down the comic book rabbit hole, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking an actual hero,
we'll just skip Vic's basement and just do comic books.
Let's just say made up ones.
Okay.
That we don't know of.
But hold on, but what did you have? Because you had one that you wanted to say before he stopped you. Nope, I was wrong.
I think it was Polka Dot Man.
It was Polka Dot Man?
Okay. Oh, no, I'm still going with
Polka Dot Man. I agree with that.
Still going with Pokey.
Okay.
Okay, what you got?
I've actually had this question before, and for me, it is Random Seafood Man.
Random Seafood Man. Okay.
He has no control over what type of seafood he pulls into existence, but at any point, at anywhere he's at, he could pull seafood into existence. And think about that as the most useless power. Because if you're like, if you want some
fish. Are you
fish,
kidding me? That makes sushi.
No. Think about it, though. You can't directly decide.
You can't pick.
It's just so random.
Okay, so you'd want
so say you want some ahi tuna, and next thing you know, you got crab. Like
crab.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now the way in other words, turns, you're talking about a separate version of Aquaman.
Well, in a way,
because Aquaman sucks.
I could see that being this is cooked. Of Aquaman.
No, no, this is cooked
because
and prepared.
Aquaman is all about sea life.
But not all sushi's cooked, you stupid fuck.
I didn't say it was sushi. He did.
You said sushi man.
I didn't say
he said,
sushi.
He said random seafood man.
Ah, who's the stupid fuck? Chad Oliver, follow him on YouTube.
I am.
Now I got nuts out of my quarter.
I really fucking love this guy so much. No.
Oh, my God. Are we going to have to drive up here every weekend?
I know. Just for bro sex.
Oh, my God.
Just for bro sex. It's not gay. I catch that. It's not gay if we say it's not gay beforehand.
My beard is so sticky right now. Oh, my God. Where did that come from?
Michael.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but where this superpower comes into play is no matter what you do with this power, you can always make someone's like car and or house smell horrible.
Oh, yeah.
You can just pull random food and hide it.
Okay, but how is that really that much different than flatulence, man?
You're fair, but this time they have to hunt around to find the fish. The fart just goes away on its own.
I will.
It's true.
Farts will dissipate. Bad seafood, you got to find that shit and get it out of your car.
It was a long time ago, I had a customer piss me off, and I hid shrimp in their house. And then I got a call back like 6 months later, and they were trying to blame me for this random seafood smell. And I don't know why they thought it was my fault.
Okay, but how many friends have you had in the past?
Two.
Yeah, we're here.
Both of us.
Three if you count goldfish. I'm talking other than the ones that actually claim you.
Two.
One.
One. Okay.
Fuzz doesn't always claim me.
True. I got you, buddy.
I know you.
Can I finish this?
No. I thought you were asking me a real question. I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
It's a hypothetical question.
I'm on it.
You understand that.
Hypothetical?
You tell me when I can talk. I'm ready. I'm not going to interrupt anymore.
Can we just tell him never?
I'm still waiting for him to not interrupt. Okay, there you go. He just locked his lips. How many friends have you known that actually liked raw tuna?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Raw tuna is good, depending on what it's with, though.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I see
the studio audience raised their hand and automatically put it back down.
Michael and his husband instantly put their hand down.
It's a delicacy.
Turned into an innie? Oh, my God.
Turned into an innie.
Oh, my God. I am making this so horrible.
I love it. No, you're doing great. I would go face first on a whole plate of raw tuna. And I'm talking about the
spoiled raw tuna?
No, that's different.
No, not spoiled. No.
Nobody said spoiled.
Oh, well, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I went a place I shouldn't be. I piled.
I'm just saying, like, you made a comment.
Be, but, you know.
Chad Oliver, follow him on YouTube. You've made a comment about how gigantic my nose is, right?
He smells really well.
That might have been off air, but you said how big my nose is.
Yeah.
You're following me, right?
Well, yeah.
The tongue matches. That's all I'm saying. I can lick the tip of this giant nose. All
right, since I'm the host, I'm moving the bus.
Move this bus along.
Are we going to Mixed Basement? We still got Kyle's input on the useless superhero.
Oh, yes.
No, he did Crop Duster Man.
Yeah,
that's right.
Crop Duster Man. Everybody do one? Okay.
Yeah, I think we're all good. So, that brings us to the last section. Every week, with that intense rage music, what do you got for us, Vic? Vic's Basement.
All right, again,
say it.
We're gonna go into a rage on this one. A mini rage.
So is this a count 'em up one?
This is going to be a count 'em up
Okay,
one. Don't interrupt Vic on this one.
Got it.
But you know that delightful moment when you wreck your fucking car, and then you got to deal with your fucking insurance, and then you have to go to a fucking car lot to buy a new fucking car. And you get this dude that looks like he's about fucking 12 years old trying to sell you a fucking car. This dude, he actually did a pretty good job, so I don't want to back off. He went toe-to-toe with me on this one. So I bought a car.
Okay.
So he went toe-to-toe with me. I gave him the walk away. I gave him the leave. I gave him all the shit. And you want more whiskey for Mixed Basement?
Don't judge me.
It's good shit.
But I'm bringing this one up specifically because I know old Fuzzman can chime in on this one.
Yes.
Why, when you're buying a car, do you have to sign your name about 4,000 fucking times? Lord. No, but why do you have to do that much fucking paperwork just to buy a car? This is insane to me because
yes.
I think I spent less time on a test drive than I did on signing papers.
Correct. Every time.
Every time.
I'm being completely serious for once. This doesn't make sense to me.
And they try to make you feel like it's binding.
Yeah, like I'm giving my first fucking born child for this.
I wrote
car.
Numbers on a paper, you initial next to here, and that's binding, right? No, it's not legally binding. Like, you just scribbled numbers.
Anyway, you were the most recent, because you went this morning.
They did, yeah.
No, what? Wait. You had to buy a car?
Yeah, so the two on the left side, not the first one here.
Left side, your left.
Of the driveway. My left, sorry, driveway. Where I'm sitting, yes.
All right.
So the white one, and then...
The blue one?
The
mini?
Mini. Three-way mini. These two new cars.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah. So if you want to know the codependence of the drinking team, we've all gotten new vehicles within the last week or so. I got Big Booty Judy, the service van, and these two got their new vehicles. So there we go.
Speaking of, and I'm taking away from Big Space.
No, go, Big Space. This
no,
is
we all
we talk.
In. We all
I'm actually, yeah, you know, I'm jealous of your new service vehicle.
Oh, yeah?
I am driving a 2014 F-150.
Okay.
Short box.
Yep.
Two-wheel drive with, drum roll, please, 338,000 miles.
Damn.
Good Lord.
And damn. I have put
that
all,
sounds like the shit box.
I have put all but 60,000 miles.
That thing's been rode hard.
Hey.
I was actually shocked because, like, I'm the new guy, right? And, you know, they had two other vans sitting out front there.
How many do I owe?
So I figure,
six.
Six, yeah. Nine?
Nine.
Two. Yeah.
Nine.
Whatever the bigger number is, that one.
Nine.
Really? Nine.
Okay. But no, so, you know, being the new guy, I figure, hey, yeah, I'm going to get the shit van. You know, whatever.
Right.
They gave me
right.
the brand freaking new one.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I'm
going to
go chat all over
Minnesota.
Style.
It's only got like 900 miles on it. I'm like, this is amazing. So shout out to my new employers because they're treating
that
me
is
right.
nice.
Yeah.
Now we talked.
Oh,
about
and shout out to Big E that we've mentioned on the show and has been on the show because found out I work with him.
Yeah, you work with Big E.
Yeah.
Oh wow, cool.
Yeah, showed up on my first day and he walks in. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" And I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing here?"
And then I get a message from him. Awesome. He goes, "I get a message from him because Big E's my buddy that I brought in." And
right.
He helps out on like a lot of our when we're out and about. Big E will help carry the equipment and stuff like that for us. He sends me a text. He goes, "The fuck is Vaughn doing at my company?" I said, "I don't know. He just started a new job." He goes, "Okay, I get
it." I'm your new wrench monkey, buddy.
You went in the trenches with the rest of us.
Damn
I
right.
also got to ask on this, too. Sure. Why do the finance people feel like they have to wear like a really schnazzy suit and look super douchey?
Oh, mine did. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like, mine did.
Put jeans and a polo on, dude.
Right,
like, you're
exactly.
not impressing anybody.
No. Exactly.
I will say, though, like if you have shit credit and you want a halfway decent car, go see Joey. He put up with Bick. That means he can deal with any of you.
Now, are you going to let him know where Joey is, or you're just going to be like, find
Capital
a
City
Joey
Motors.
At a dealership?
That's Capital City Motors right next to AE.
All right.
No, my favorite was they make you sign the little, like, what if we can get it to this range? I'm like, if we can get that range,
what if
that's
we
where
do
I want
this?
To pay. Cool, if you just sign right here. I'm like, you know, this isn't legally binding, but sure, here you go.
Yeah, just initial next to this. Like, what did
right.
my initials
and then
why?
Once you've settled on a price.
Then always comes back higher.
Yeah,
higher
and they go, but this is added on, and this is added on, and this is added on, and it's like, what the hell?
Gap insurance is a great idea, though.
Oh, no.
For my children.
Gap insurance is a great idea.
Yes.
But the problem is, you talk to them.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, well, we can get you in at this price.
Yeah.
And then you sit down with the finance officer.
Yep.
And they're going, well, because of this and because of this
yes.
and because
yes.
of this.
Yeah.
Now you're three times what your original
right.
payment yep. was quoted you.
Before they threw in any of the extra insurance, the number that we decided on before starting financing. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, we got you in that range. You're good. Come on in. Let's sign paperwork.
And
I'm like, wait, hold on. This is $60 more per month than what I'd agreed on. Well, no, that's close to what you'd agreed on, though.
That's
no,
not
it's
what
not.
We agreed on.
That's not.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Not at all.
Well, that's why I always do my what I need a month about $100 less than what I know it's going to be.
Yeah.
What did I do?
It's me. I'm fucking around over here. Sorry. Oh,
okay. Everybody was looking at me like I fucking did something.
Well, shit. No, but I have a pro tip on that. Okay. If you need gap insurance,
my foot keeps getting caught on the new wires.
If you need gap insurance, contact the company that you have your car insurance through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get it there because it is literally 20% the cost you will pay through a dealership.
Oh.
Yeah. I had Progressive. It was just a checkbox. It was like, do you want
to
add this?
Well, I'm just saying, if people don't know that, because dealerships will try to get you to do their gap insurance, you're going to pay five times as much than if you go through your own insurance company.
Don't try to pull it from the lender.
Exactly. So, yeah, they get commission on it.
Don't pull it from the lender?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's it I had about Big's Basement, unless someone else is pissed off about buying a fucking car.
No, I mean, luckily I haven't had to in a while. And actually, we have a really good dude that we deal with. We probably got our last four vehicles from the same guy. Because he's a real bullshit
over here.
Salesman. He's an old school dude, and he's just like, what are you looking for? What do you want? And he only shows me exactly what I want. It's no bullshit. And and there's no wheeling and dealing and all that stuff. But, I mean, he found that out about me, like, early in the game.
Right.
I'm like, dude, I'm in sales, too. I don't do this bullshit.
That's where me and you, like, are different, because
I know, and we've discussed this on the show.
I love,
but I'm like, listen,
them.
If you want to do business with me, it's brass tacks.
If you
start doing the other bullshit, I'm out.
I will walk away from a deal six times till they get it where I want it, just to be a dick.
Yeah, I used to be that guy.
But for me, I think I've bought my last vehicles.
Yeah.
Both my wife and I have Jeeps, and...
Oh, you're going to die in that
one.
I
saw that. That was a nice Jeep.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is because there are so many aftermarket parts for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That I could have that for
you could rebuild the whole son of a bitch,
and build the son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Correct.
Rebuild that thing from J.C. Whitney catalog.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
As long as I fucking live.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know. And and for audience, if you don't know what J.C. Whitney catalog is, at one point you could literally order an entire Jeep from J.C. Whitney.
Yep.
Huh.
I mean, they have everything.
Yeah.
And if you still don't get it.
Who are you?
No, I knew you could order parts, but I didn't know the specific catalog you're mentioning.
J.C. Whitney, you could damn near... You're shaking your head over there. The audience is shaking their head.
I have a lot of Jeep buddies, but I've never had a Jeep myself.
It's not so much that it's a Jeep. It's the fact that because Jeep has so much aftermarket stuff.
Yeah. Play toys.
I could literally rebuild that thing forever and never have to buy anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, things aren't like they used to be, which in many ways that's a little sad, but
agreed. Ever since they went to computer control bullshit on cars, I have tried to simplify.
Well, and now they only warranty the electrical systems on your car for 36,000 miles, and I'm like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they know it's going to fail, and you're going to have to buy a new one.
Well, they put so much fucking computer bullshit in this stuff. Like,
exactly.
You go to change a spark plug, you got like 500 extra wires just telling you if the spark plug's working or
God
not.
Oh, goddamn, the wire harness alone in a vehicle is half the goddamn weight of the vehicle.
It's bullshit.
It's insane.
Yeah.
My wife's car was going to be $6,000 to replace the wire harness. Turns out the wire harness was fine. The dealership was stupid.
I just can't stand there like, well, your computer went out on your car. All right, replace the computer. It's more than what your car's worth.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, but that was the shit box.
That was the shit box.
Which is fair, the shit box served you well.
So then me and Fuzz ran a couple wires to bypass it, and shit kept running.
Yeah.
You, Vic, you seem a little bitter about shit box being destroyed.
I miss my shit box already, okay?
I'm just noticing
it was a loyal friend.
I thought the shit box was indestructible until it found a concrete pole.
You know, I've had some really cheap vehicles in the past that have served me very well.
See, so you get it.
So I do totally understand. Yeah. I'm a gearhead from way back.
Nice.
And I can't empathize with you.
The shit, I could fix anything on that car.
Oh, God.
It was all like where I could see it and so I could fix it.
Right.
But now, like, you get a newer vehicle, it's like...
It's like
you have to pull like what was the one I got off you the journey where you had to pull the tire off to change the battery.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's bullshit.
My son's charger is that way.
Yeah, it's bullshit. And yeah, they're like, what was it, negative 50 when I was trying to do that in your garage?
Of course, yeah, it never happens when it's like 70 and sunny.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, if I could add something to Bick's basement. Of course, he said this. I'm going to add this. Why is it, sorry for the levels, why is it that when your car breaks down, it is always in the wintertime.
Damn right.
And you don't have a fucking garage.
Damn right.
Yes.
To repair it.
Damn right.
Seriously.
What the fuck? These goddamn people.
And then Fuzz sells his garage.
I did.
Or, it just as a hypothetical, when
I'm looking at Fuzz very
when your
weird.
Daughter helps a friend move in the metro area. And it, you know, it's wintertime.
Like, this is real specific.
Oh, fuck them
you.
People. I tell them.
You
no.
know, and then randomly it breaks down on the side of Highway 20 outside of Rockwell City on a Saturday night when it's freezing as hell.
You're just making a hypothetical.
Just hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
I hate those hypotheticals.
It's a pain
man.
In the ass.
I feel like this wasn't a hypothetical.
I gotta say, though, I think being
love you,
someone who used to run a car lot that Bick bought all of his vehicles from, he is
that
difficult to work with. Oh, that was just my
that
driveway.
Was you. I used to buy all my cars from you. I knew Fuzz took good care of his vehicles, so I would buy them from him.
My favorite shitbox that I sold to you, though, is that Toyota Yaris. That Yaris was...
Mm. Yeah, we all do. We're almost done.
That Yaris...
All right, we're
so much fun.
All right, we're focusing in.
All right.
Go ahead, boss man.
Anyone else got to say about Bick's
basement? No, we're good. Close us out.
All right, cool.
This episode's long.
I was going to say.
Off 2 hours. The rails.
2 hours.
Yes.
We might have to make this a two-parter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can we please name the episode? Chad Oliver, follow him on YouTube.
Jesus.
100% we can.
Oh, my God.
Part one and part
two. That's down. But no, seriously, thanks for following us, Chad. Sexy Santa in the house.
I love you guys. This is awesome.
No, absolutely. We've been looking forward to this.
Already.
It's been a lot of fun.
I'm letting you know right now.
Yes. So
I want to get Chad Oliver and Mustard Mike on an episode.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
We'll kick Fuzz off for a week.
Dude,
we'll do it during Rag Ride.
Do it during Rag
Ride.
Yeah, we'll do it during Rag Ride because he'll be gone.
I want all the listeners.
But you're coming to Atlantic.
We did agree to Fuzz. Do that.
You did agree to
we'll
that.
We'll discuss this later.
Okay.
Okay.
I want all the listeners to count every time I slurred my words. And now this is going to give Voss Man.
Oh, man. That's going to be a thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And
let's do it.
And editing.
Well, I was going to say it's going to depend on how he edits. So you're going to be the only one that knows the real answer.
Okay.
I finished a bottle. So, I mean,
yes.
I'm
proud
that's
of you.
All there is.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Do the bullshit.
As with every week, whether you liked it, whether you didn't, thanks for tuning in. If you haven't already, like and follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Drinking Team Assemble or Facebook Drinking Team Assemble Podcast. If you'd like some of the gear you've seen in our pictures and stuff, check it out on drinkingteammerch.com. And to close it out, raise them up, boys.
Follow Chad Oliver on YouTube.
Be good to your bros and everybody else.
And
Chad Oliver
bros.
On YouTube. Drinking team assemble.
I got a piss.
Cheers, bros.